This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Oscar Wilde was a very well-known Irish poet and playwright who lived from 1854 to 1900 and had a brilliant, colorful, difficult life of glory and persecution. He was a witty, gifted, and flamboyant aesthete. Among his many accomplishments, Wilde is particularly well-known today for his epigrams and witty sayings. That's one reason I love his work. I love his epigrams, aphorisms, and paradoxes. For instance, he said, "I can resist everything except temptation." He makes many thought-provoking observations. Here are some of my favorites. "Nothing can cure the soul but the senses, just as nothing can cure the senses but the soul." "A map of the world that does not include utopia is not worth even glancing at." And here's my favorite. "There are many things that we would throw away if we were not afraid that others would pick them up." In his acclaimed biography of Oscar Wilde, Richard Ellman recounts how, as a student, Oscar Wilde was very interested in furnishing his rooms at Oxford, and he bought 2 large vases of blue china to hold lilies. Ellman notes, "These vases may have inspired the remark which reverberated first round the university, then round the country. I find it harder and harder every day to live up to my blue china." Ellman remarks, "It remains one of Wilde's most memorable assertions and the earliest to gain currency." He adds, "No one else could have said it." This remark caused a huge sensation at the time. It made its way into Punch magazine and was denounced in a sermon. I'm fascinated by this remark because what exactly does it mean? What does Oscar Wilde mean when he said, "I find it harder and harder every day to live up to my blue china"? I think he means that beautiful objects make us feel like we must rise to their level, that in ourselves we must be worthy of their beauty. Even Oscar Wilde felt that to be a difficult aim. I certainly do. What do you think he meant by it? "I find it harder and harder every day to live up to my blue china." I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.